The Gardener and the Noble Family by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. About 4 miles from the city stood an old manor house with thick walls, towers, and pointed gables. Here lived, but only in the summer season, a rich and noble family. Of all the different estates they owned, this was the best and the most beautiful. On the outside, it looked as if it had just been cast in a foundry, and the inside was made for comfort and ease. The family coat of arms was carved in stone over the gate. Beautiful roses climbed about the arms and the balconies. The courtyard was covered with grass. There were red thorn and white thorn, and many rare flowers, even outside the greenhouse. The owners of the manor house also had a very skillful gardener. It was a pleasure to see the flower garden, the orchard, and the vegetable garden. A part of the manor's original old garden was still there, consisting of a few box tree hedges cut so that they formed crowns and pyramids. Behind these stood two old, mighty trees, almost always without leaves, and one might easily think that a storm or a waterspout had scattered great lumps of dirt on their branches, but each lump was a bird's nest. Here, from time immemorial, a screaming swarm of crows and rooks had built their nests. It was a regular bird town, and the birds were the owners, the manor's oldest family, the real lordship. The people below meant nothing to them. They tolerated these crawling creatures, even if every now and then they shot with their guns, making the birds' backbones shiver so that every bird flew up in fear and cried, "Wah, wah!" The gardener often spoke to the noble family about cutting down the old trees. They did not look well, and by taking them away, they might also get rid of the shrieking birds, which then would probably look for another place. But the family did not want to give up either the trees or the swarm of birds. That was something the manor could not lose, something from the olden times which should never be forgotten. "Why, those trees are the birds' heritage by this time, so let them keep them, my good Larsen." Larsen was the gardener's name, but that is of very little consequence to this story. "Haven't you enough space to work in, little Larsen? Have you not the flower garden, the greenhouse, the orchard, and the vegetable garden?" Yes, those he had, and he cared for them. He kept them in order and cultivated them with affection and ability, and that the noble family knew. But they did not conceal from him that they often saw flowers and tasted fruits in other people's homes that surpassed what they had in their garden, and that made the gardener sad, for he always wished to do his best and really...